just to schedule Be'ez Hashem to try and finish off some Pratim about Hamotzi the next few days, and then by the middle of the week, we hope to start Hilchos Chanukah. One area which we did not touch on is the case where, is there any case where you could, which something already is pass, and it's possible to downgrade its status from pass to being just a simple mazonos. And the nafkamina is, if that happens, even if you have a large amount of it, you have amount of kriya suda, it's not chayav and hamotzi and benching because it's not pass. Benching is only on something which is pass. So the law actually talks about this case in two scenarios. It talks about, or a few scenarios. It talks about losing tzuras pass through soaking, through discoloring, and through cooking. The person takes bread and he soaks it in water to the point where the starch which is in the bread starts coming out of the bread, which means the water starts turning white from the starch which is in the bread. That's considered that he took away tzuras pas. If he does that with wine, then it colors the color of the bread quickly into a different type of a color. Similarly, a person cooks bread in a kli rishon, which is Yatza Lettuce. You'll speak to the guys in the Yudarika world to find out what that means. Right? So if you do that, also that's Mavatel, the shame of the status of Pas. One caveat. A kazayas of bread is indestructible. If it's a kazayas of bread, even if you cook it in a kli rishon, even if you soak it, even if you color it, once it's a kazayas of bread, it does not lose its status of pas. But if it's pieces less than a kazayas, the pieces themselves are less than a kazayas, you can take away the tzuras pas by one of these three actions. Deep frying is the same thing as cooking. Irik kli rishon is a shayla, Mishavur is masupik, what the status of irik kli rishon is, pouring on it from a kli rishon. And frying it, pan frying, not deep frying, it was just a small amount of oil just that it shouldn't stick, that's considered baking, it doesn't change it. Frying it with a significant amount of oil, but not deep frying, that's machlokes, what the status is. So this is very relevant in regards to matzah brei, into French toast, this type of thing. So the pieces are kazayas, there's no question. Remains hamotzi. The person takes a piece of bread and he makes French toast out of it. The fact that he fried it, not a shaila, doesn't make a difference. Matzah brei, on the other hand, the person, if he breaks into smaller pieces, smaller than a kazayas, and now he fries it in a frying pan, is it hamotzi or is it mazonos? It's a machlokes. The Mishavur says you should wash on bread and eat it taichasuda. Because of the stuff, you should wash on regular matzah, a regular bread, and eat a taichasuda. Let's say you would soak the pieces soak the pieces of matzah before you make the matzah brei. You soak them in water for a period of time to the point the water starts coming starchy. So then it loses its status of pas, and then when you make your matzah brei afterwards, it's a mazonos. No matter how much you eat, you can eat a very, very large amount. It'll be irrelevant to remain a mazonos. Matzah mel, just taking matzah and crushing it up, you don't see the matzah anymore, but it doesn't make a difference. Even the smallest particle is a motzi. But let's say you stick it together, you make a knedel out of it, so you cooked it. So that the brocha is mazonos. How much can you eat? How many knedels can you eat until you say a motzi? Doesn't make a difference because it's cooked. Chremzel is an interesting question, that you take matzah mel, you mix it, and then you fry it. Since it's so small, and you're frying it, even though you're frying it that type of, which is a suffix, somebody's going to say that it's mazonos. So those are the various scenarios. The most common scenario was it's the matzah brei or it's a French toast. That's if a person wants to make pieces of French toast which are smaller than a kazayas. So you get involved in the same shayla of if you're going to just regular fry them, not deep fry them, the bracha is going to be a suffix. If you deep fry them, so the bracha is going to be mazonos and alamichta, no matter how much you eat. If you soak the bread beforehand until it becomes whitened, then the bracha will be also mazonos and alamichta, no matter how much you eat. Have a good morning.